from Learfield on the Blue Raider Network. Live from Sam's Sports Grill at Stones River Mall. This is Kermit Davis Live, presented by Russell Barnett Automotive Family. Why buy anywhere else? Also brought to you in part by the Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union for Blue Raider Athletics. Lewis Bakeries, bakers of Bunny, Sunbeam, and Healthy Life Breads. Anheuser-Busch and their family of products. Be responsible and know when to say when. And by St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, providing health care close to home. This is Kermit Davis Live. Fans can tweet, hashtag AskKermit, or email questions to radio@GoBlueRaiders.com. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Blue Raiders, Chip Walters.
Welcome into Sam's Sports Grill tonight and Kermit Davis Live as we talk Blue Raider basketball with the head coach of the Blue Raiders. Glad to have you along with us on this eve of Snowmageddon 2018. Coach is here. And the great news is, as we bring you our opening segment brought to you by the Murfreesboro Post, covering daily news from Murfreesboro. Pick one up around town every Monday or log on to MurfreesboroPost.com anytime. And you can also have the post delivered to your house every week for free. 3-year subscription for free. Just go on their website, MurfreesboroPost.com, and you can sign up and grab your 3-year subscription and get all your local news. Well, Coach, great week for the Raiders. Finally got home and had two terrific road wins or home wins.
Well, it was, Chip. It was great to be back in Murphy Center, and I thought that, you know, our team, you know, every conference game in every league has a life of its own, and they're not the same. The emotions are different. Game plans are different. Some teams in different leagues across the country play certain teams better than most, whether the team's the favorite of the league or maybe the last place team in the league. So I'm proud of our guys that we came back, and I thought we'd beat a really good Louisiana Tech team that has great guards, and won by 15. And then Southern Miss, obviously, was an undersized team, a team that played very hard, but probably one of the smallest teams I've seen a Conference USA team have.
Right.
But they had really good guards. But I thought our team did what it was supposed to do as far as defensively, rebounding the ball. Our inside guys were good. Brandon Walters was terrific. Our guard play, shooting the ball, was not what we wanted it to be this weekend, but we found a lot of different ways to win, which is always a good thing.
And this team, I mean, continues to grow up. And in two games where you had a decided advantage along the front line, you took advantage of that. And in the over the weekend, you out-rebound the two opponents by a margin of 42 in two games, which is unheard of.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you've got a rebound margin of plus 21 in two games. Right now, we lead Conference USA and Conference USA games in rebound margin, which is a great thing. We're second in defensive field goal percentage. We're second in defensive three-point field goal percentage. So all the toughness categories, you know, offensive rebounds, I think we're first in Conference USA. So those are the things, as we're struggling shooting the ball from three right now, Chip, and we've shot it really good in certain games this year, but I just think that that's a great sign of our team. I'm looking forward to our offense taking shape, and those guys, we had great ball movement. Those guys just missed shots that we know they're going to make in the future.
When we had come off the road in Florida, there was, I mean, you talked about that this team might have been a little road weary and wanted the opportunity to get back home. And I thought they played, for the most part, that they played with an excitement that they were back in their own building.
They were. I mean, I think our guys were excited to be back. It had been 33 days since we've played a home game, and our team has been a good home team, as you know, over the last 8 or 10 years, and so especially been a really good home team in Conference USA games at home. And, you know, so now, Chip, you think about it, over the last 2 years, our team is 22-1 in Conference USA games, and that's hard to do, 22-1 in any league. So, you know, they've been very consistent, very coachable, you know, even with some turnover with very good players. And so as a head coach and a staff, I'm excited about where we are, but even more excited, Chip, about the improvement that we may not even make it, but the possibility of improvement over the next 6 weeks of the season.
Oh, I mean, yeah, it's, as well as you have played, you know, the upside is still terrific.
Well, that's what I think. I mean, I think that Tyreek Dixon's four game assist to turnovers is great right now. And, you know, he's 58-25 for the year. He's got a great assist to turnover in Conference USA. He missed some great shots over the weekend. I mean, just shots that we want Tyreek to continually take. You know, Antoine Johnson was 3-for-13 on Saturday night, and every shot he shot was maybe one was a great open look shot. It was great to see Ed Simpson finally make a couple threes and hope that'll get him going. So, you know, I think we got good guards that can shoot it. We just got to play with confidence and continue to tell them just to shoot those extra pass threes that we're open for.
And it's interesting, something you mentioned that certain teams match up with you better or play you tougher and vice versa. It seems like that there's some teams you just seem to have their number. But both games this past weekend, in my opinion, both almost went by the same script in the sense that it was a 3-5-point game one way or the other until about the 10-minute mark. And at that point, your front line kind of took over, yeah, the rebounding, the defense. And when you put James Hawthorne in at the point of the 1-3-1, it just absolutely smothered Southern Miss the other night.
Yeah, he was really good. We talked about that in our film session at HIP this morning. I mean, his activity level is the best we have there. I thought his anticipation, his liveliness, you know, he made some jump shots. He's coming. We saw it at the Florida trip. So we're going to need him really, really good this weekend. And at Marshall and in Western Kentucky, I see him gaining more confidence, becoming a better practice player. So I think it'll be key for us down the stretch.
From him on a shot selection standpoint, he seems very comfortable in that 16, 17-foot range. But they'll leave him alone out there outside of the three, and it's so enticing, but it seems just maybe a foot or two out of what he's comfortable with.
And that's what he's got to understand. He's 0-for-5 from three from the year, you know, but he's shooting a nice percentage, you know, from the two. So he's got to be able to shoot step-in 17-foot shots, pick-and-pop shots. Since the turnover's got to be just sound and solid. He's a really good defender at his spot. And like everybody in college basketball right now, everybody after this number of games, they kind of know who they are. And the only way that you prove to your team and your staff otherwise is based on practice doing it in front of everybody. You don't all of a sudden come to a game and try to prove to people what you can do. Right now, it's kind of who you are, and you got to play to your strengths as a team, as an individual.
Yep. The one guy that when you look at opponents, how do you guard Tyree Griffin for Southern Miss? Well, folks who saw him, he was wearing number 5 and was everywhere.
You know, when you run an offense like what Doc did with him and you give him total freedom, it's almost like a one-on-one game in your backyard, is that you can get 4 dribbles here, 3 dribbles there, 4 more dribbles there, is that eventually you can kind of get to a point where you can get an open shot. And so we made him make some tough shots, you know, and he is. But I tell you what, he's a competitive person. He's very competitive. And you watch him in all the tapes, and he's kind of the heart and soul of their team. So he is. He's a tough stop, but still you make him work, and the percentages that they shoot, you know, was just kind of exactly what we needed.
Well, and he is kind of, you know, the prototype of what we're seeing a lot of now in college basketball. Just try to take it downhill, and if you can't get a shot, get a foul.
Yeah, sometimes, I watched Michigan play the other day, and they won at Michigan State, and you watch John Beilein's team, and boy, the fluidity of offense is fun to watch. The rhythm of offense is fun to watch. But there's a lot of teams out there that it's just kind of ball screen, dribble, drive, and there's not a lot of fluidity or rhythm in offense. And so, you know, there's a lot of teams that are just going to guys, especially when you get down, they just say duck their heads and play. And I thought our two games this weekend was very well officiated. I thought they let, you know, it was not as much stoppage of play, and the game was still both ends free, but I just thought that the game flowed better on Thursday and Saturday.
Yeah, and the Raiders win 69-49 against Southern Miss. In Louisiana Tech, their version of Tyree Griffin is Daquan Bracey, who was the freshman of the year in the league last year. He is one tough cat to deal with.
He is. You know, I really thought for times we did a nice job with him, but, you know, those little bitty kind of frenetic guards have given us problems and give a lot of people problems. And we didn't do a great job of shot blocking or verticality at the end of his possessions. But There are. There's a lot of good guards in our league, and there's a lot of different ways. But still, when you hold a team, Louisiana Tech, who had 97 in their last game against UTEP, you know, the number they did, under 60 points, that's good for our team.
Yeah, Middle wins that 62-57, and the Raiders go to 5-0 in conference play and sit atop the league along with Western Kentucky. Kermit Davis Live is presented by Russell Barnett Automotive Family. Why buy anywhere else? We'll be back to Sam Sports Grill here at Stones River Mall after this on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
When you order your groceries online with ClickList from Kroger, you can do your shopping anytime, anywhere, like the gym, the office, or your favorite comfy couch. And whether you place your order on your phone, tablet, or computer, it's still your neighborhood Kroger. So you'll find all the fresh choices, low prices, and great deals you love. And you'll save time, too. Try ClickList from Kroger with same-day pickup. Check it out at Kroger.com. Fresh food, low prices, at Kroger.
Advance your career as you advance your education. Earn your master's or doctorate degree from Middle Tennessee State University. Our programs are designed for working professionals to develop practical and applicable skills. Some programs are offered partially or completely online for increased convenience. With over 100 programs to choose from, find the program to help you reach your goals. For more information, visit mtsu.edu/graduate. That's mtsu.edu/graduate.
Strategic IT plan? Check. System upgrades? Check. Printers? Running smooth and on budget. Most companies don't know the total cost of desktop printers. With RJ Young's Managed Print Program, I know exactly how much they cost. The printer, toner, and award-winning service are one set monthly fee. And RJ Young saved us at least 30%. Next promotion? Check.
Managed Print is everything but the paper for one fixed monthly fee. Learn more at rjyoung.com.
I'm just so darn agreeable.
Of course you're agreeable. You're a Roscoe Brown Heating and Air Maintenance Agreement.
Yes, and thus I save homeowners tons of money.
Kind of like your doctor giving you a physical checkup twice a year.
But without the two-hour wait.
Call Roscoe Brown Heating and Air to get a valuable maintenance agreement.
Yes, I agree. See how agreeable I am?
Go to RoscoeBrown.com and give us a call.
RoscoeBrown.com.
Hi, I'm Blue Raider basketball coach Kermit Davis. The Russell Barnett Automotive Family has been a supporter of Blue Raider Athletics for over 35 years. Come see the Russell Barnett Advantage. With 5 locations in Tullahoma and Winchester, over 1,000 new and used vehicles, a first-class certified collision center, a full rental fleet, they have you covered. Check them out online at RussellBarnett.com. Why buy anywhere else? The Russell Barnett Automotive Family is a name you have trusted over 35 years. Russell Barnett Automotive, proud to be true blue.
So, you'll never guess who we saw running in the park yesterday.
Who?
Marcus Mariota.
The quarterback?
Kevin asked if Marcus could train him.
Are you serious?
Yep, and after doing like 3 push-ups and some sprints, Kevin overdid it and ended up hurting himself.
No surprise there.
No.
At care.sthealth.com, you can schedule an appointment online, video chat with a medical professional, or find a walk-in care center near you. St. Thomas Health, part of Ascension.
City and county schools close Tuesday. More at WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back into Sam Sports Grill and Kermit Davis Live. Tonight's show brought to you in part by the Tennessee Education Lottery. Proud to have raised more than $4 billion to support education programs across Tennessee. To learn more about programs funded by the lottery, visit seehowitaddsup.com. Well, we already know that Murfreesboro City Schools and Rutherford County Schools are out tomorrow due to impending weather. They were out today, too. It is the celebration of the life of Martin Luther King, Martin Luther King Day. And folks who listen to this show for the last, 15 show on this day have turned it over to Coach and kind of tell a story of how Martin Luther King and civil rights played a role in your life growing up in Mississippi all the way back to your dad's growing up and playing college basketball.
Yeah, you know, I think if you're in the profession that I'm in, and for 35 years now, has been a part of educating young African-American lives, you know, for a long time. And then as a young kid, as you grow up, and, you know, when my father you know, who was a head coach at Mississippi State and was responsible really for Frank Dowsing, the first black athlete to ever come to Mississippi State. Was a football player, played for Dad at Tupelo High School. And then, you know, he was the first guy in Mississippi to start five African-American players on one team. And so when that it resonates, you know, as a white male at 58, you don't really understand all the things that you see your buddies grow up with, you know, and with integration and everything, like a lot of people in this room and people that are listening out there that go through. But, you know, today we had a guy named Jason Scales come in, and Jason's kind of our spiritual coach. And I thought it was just fitting that, you know, he's a pastor, and that, you know, he came in and he gave a message and he talked about what Dr. King meant to him. And I asked Jason, I said, Jason, I would like for you to address with our team, what do you think Dr. King would expect out of a young African-American in 2018? I mean, if he was still alive, what would put that in perspective? And so he gave his analogy on that, which I thought that was terrific. And so sometimes I think that on Martin Luther King's holiday, the injustice comes up, and you don't want it to be a sign of bitterness and hatred, but just like, you know, Dr. King just always talked about, you can't bring hate on hate. You got to have love. But I do think we have come a long ways. There's still inequalities, but there's so many more opportunities based on what this guy's done. And I don't think there's three guys in all of American history that has meant more to the growth of our country than Dr. King. And so, you know, all those things that play a part, it's a day that when you sit in front of every day, Chip, like we do, and you got 14 or 15 young African-Americans sitting in front of you every single day, they know how important Dr. King is. And I think that in the growth of our country and in the maturity of our country, but I hope that the people on this day will remember what he's done, but also remember the progress that we have made, and that, you know, it's not a country in total divide. You know, it's a country that I think there's a lot of opportunities for a lot of different people, and I hope everybody will grab it.
Do your players understand? I mean, because they would, I mean, anybody would get upset with an opportunity that was denied to them. Do they understand that even your dad, as a player at Mississippi State, was not allowed to play in the NCAA tournament by Governor Ross Barnett because of the chance they may play against African Americans?
Can you imagine just where injustice was at that period of time?
Yeah.
In 1959, Mississippi State was 24-1, the second best team in college basketball, and some people thought they'd win the national championship, and they won the SEC. They beat Kentucky that year by a lot, and Ross Barnett, the governor of Mississippi, would not let them participate in the NCAA tournament because there was black players in the tournament. They didn't know they'd play against them. They were just black players participating in the tournament. And so, you know, that's the evolution that everything has come from, is that not only was injustice done for black players, there was injustice done for white players in the late 50s because all they wanted to do was play.
Right.
They didn't care if the teams were white, black, Asian. It didn't matter. And so that really is. And so that's my point, Chip, and I appreciate you bringing that up, is that how far we have come. We know we have to make more progress, but there has been a lot of change.
Well, and I want to bring it up to 2017. How did you – and Stock and I talked about this because it happened during football season – how did you address with your team what went on in this community with the protest, the white supremacists that came in, and you know how that the message should have been, that's not everybody, that's a small little nucleus. How did you address you with
well,
your
I
guys?
Well, I wanted to address why I was in Murfreesboro. You know, that this wasn't – they came to the school. They've been embraced in this community. They understand this is not a racist community. This is a very loving, open community. But, you know, why is it coming to Murfreesboro? Well, they thought it was easy access. It was center of location, blah, blah, blah. You know, so I wanted them to know that for sure.
Yeah.
And I had to tell our recruits that too, because it got to be a national, you know, point. And I thought Shane McFarland and our leadership and our town handled it so well. You know, and then finally it just kind of went away at the end. But it was something that we addressed up front, you know, to talk about why they're here. This is not who we are. You know, this is a small part of what we are. But, you know, what Dr. King said. We showed them today in a 2.5-minute video. You know, there's, you know, I Have a Dream speech is his most famous. My favorite is really his last one that he gave in Memphis the night before he died. And it's a 2.5-minute speech. And I'm telling you,
I may not get to the mountaintop.
It was unbelievable. Yeah. I'm not going to be with you. He knew it was coming.
Yeah.
He knew it was coming. And it was almost in this weird kind of way, like Jesus Christ knew that, you know, this was coming. And he told everybody he wasn't going to be around much longer, but this is the things that he did. So that's what we played in front of our team.
Yeah.
To talk about his strengths and courage, that it didn't matter. He knew it was on its way, but he was going to stand up for what he thought.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's always, you know, I think it's well worth our time on this night every year to take some time out and let you talk about it, because it's a passionate thing with you.
It is. Yeah. And with you too, Chip, and a lot of people here in Murfreesboro.
All right. We're going to take a time out, and we've got something special coming up for you. When we return, you're listening to Kermit Davis Live on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
Seniors, looking for a new lease on life? The Crossings at Victory Station is the area's newest premier senior living community, opening in early 2018. Conveniently located on the west side of Murfreesboro, our community combines maintenance-free living with the modern conveniences that seniors want when looking for independent living, assisted living, and memory care. Call 615-624-4035 to get your new lease on life, or visit our website, thecrossingsatvictorystation.com.
MTSU only trusts optometrists under the name VisionWorks, doctors of optometry with all the vision care for all of our student athletes. Locally owned and operated since 1992, Dr. Mark Lynn has always been committed to providing an excellent shopping experience and high quality products with the best value and selection in the industry. Visit your local VisionWorks today to invest in your active lifestyle. VisionWorks, the official vision care partner of Middle Tennessee Athletics.
Do you frequently find yourself stopping at Thornton's while you're on the go? Then start earning free rewards with Thornton's new Frequency Program. When you mix and match 9 of your favorite items, the 10th is free. Choose from over 700 items, including any size coffee or fizz freeze. Mix and match 9 items using your refreshing rewards card and get the 10th free. Yes, you heard that right. Free. Not a refreshing rewards member? Visit a store and sign up today. Thornton's is a proud partner of MT Athletics.
Once you try Green, everything you need is at your fingertips. On TryGreenEquipment.com, you can do most anything right from your smartphone. Shop John Deere equipment, get product details, schedule service, view parts specials, and best of all, you can request a quote quickly and easily. Plus, be sure to check out our surprisingly low monthly payments on John Deere compact and utility tractors going on right now. You'll save time, money, and more. And how smart is that? Visit TryGreenEquipment.com today.
You're focused on the trail ahead, getting stronger with every bead of sweat that drips from your brow. You worked hard, and now it's time to celebrate. Crack open a Steel Barrel beer and ease into twilight as you share stories around the fire. Steel Barrel is the everyday honest beer with a refreshing, straightforward flavor, brewed in Middle Tennessee for people who work hard and play harder. So go ahead and let them sleep. At the top, we celebrate with Steel Barrel, crushable beer for the steel life. Learn more at steelbarrel.net.
Are you or a loved one thinking about downsizing but don't know where to go? Look no further than the Villages of Murfreesboro. Located at 2550 Willow Oak Trail near the Avenue and St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, the Villages offers independent living and memory care in a setting where love is a verb. Call 848-3030. Visit us online at thevillagesmurfreesboro.com or stop by today and learn about the possibilities of making this home for you or a loved one.
City and county schools close Tuesday. More at WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back into Kermit Davis Live tonight. We come to you from Sam's Sports Grill. Tennessee Education Lottery is proud to have raised more than $4 billion to support education programs in Tennessee. To learn more about programs funded by the lottery, visit seehowitaddsup.com. And speaking of raising funds and raising goodwill, the folks at Second Harvest Food Bank have combined with Old South Properties to help provide meals for Middle Tennessee families in need. And Taylor Loyal, the development manager of Second Harvest Food Bank of Middle Tennessee, is here with us. And Taylor, first of all, kind of give us the nuts and bolts of what this promotion, what it means.
Yeah, thanks, Chip, for having me on. Good to be with you and Coach Davis tonight. So essentially what this does is every dollar donated to Second Harvest Food Bank will provide four meals for families who are struggling in our community. And what Old South has graciously done is they're donating $25, which equals 100 meals, for every free throw hit during one of your games.
At home conference games.
Yes, sir.
So every time somebody steps to the line, they have a chance to feed, to provide 50 meals, maybe 75 if we get a three-point shooter foul.
I tell you what, that is...
Well, actually, it's 100 meals.
Oh, that's
for
right.
For every free throw hit.
So 300.
So it could be 200 meals. Yeah, or three.
Yeah, so one and one made is quite a bit, you know. So I toured Taylor and those guys' facility in Nashville, and it really is. It's an unbelievable place. If you haven't done it, you need to go.
Yeah.
Because it's an amazing operation. And Taylor and his crew has just done a fantastic job. I'm so proud that John Floyd and Old South is teaming up, because I think it's going to feed a ton of deserving people.
When you talk about the people that you have an impact on, what type of positive impact will this program, okay, we figured you got 26 made already, so if you move that on out, you're going to be well over probably close to, I don't know, 10,000 meals or more before it's all said and done, you hope?
It could be, yeah, that'd be great.
What kind of impact can that make on the service area that Second Harvest of Middle Tennessee has?
Well, we serve 46 counties throughout Middle and West Tennessee, but actually of those 46 counties, the second greatest need is right here in Rutherford County. We've got about 35,000 people just in Rutherford County who are what we would consider food insecure. And so a lot of those folks, they're working, but they're not quite making enough to make ends meet. And so by getting the food part of their budget taken care of, they're able to, you know, pay their rent or their mortgage and their car note and those types of things. The really cool thing about Old South, about working with them, is we always tell people that we need three things. We need food, funds, and friends. You know, so if somebody wants to do a canned food drive, that's great. If they want to donate funds, that's great. If they want to come volunteer with us, we love that too. And Old South does all three. So it's working with a company like them and being able to work with Coach Davis and MTSU is really exciting for us.
So if there are folks here tonight who wanted to help out in their own way, they can get in touch with you?
Yes, sir.
So, and how can they do that? What's your email address?
They could email me at taylor.loyal@secondharvestmidtn.org or just log on to secondharvestmidtn.org. You can find a way to volunteer on there or to donate.
Great. I tell you, it's been great. 2,600 meals so far.
In two games.
You know, it's an amazing stat, Chip. When Taylor says, in this vibrant, growing community, there's 35,000 people that need meals. I mean, that really is. That's a staggering number for a town that's growing and one of the most prosperous counties. So it just shows you what a great event that is. And thanks so much, Taylor, to Second Harvest, what you're doing, and to John Floyd and Old South.
Yeah, appreciate that. Thanks, Taylor.
Thank you.
Thank you, Taylor. Appreciate it, buddy.
You,
Taylor
you,
Loyal with Second Harvest Food Bank. And now we want to go to somebody else who is in a giving spirit as well. Keith Barnett with the Barnett Automotive family is online with us. And Keith, it's been a couple of weeks. We crowned a national football champion, but here we are to talk about a sports car tonight.
Hey, Chip, it's great to talk to you. And, yes, we did crown a champion. What a ball game that was. Missed you guys last week, but look forward to telling you a little bit about the Kia Stinger, the newest and greatest sports car that is a souped-up car that's incredible. We've got both the sedan and the GT2 in stock, and 365 horsepower, almost 30 miles to the gallon. It's an incredible car. Kia is still promoting that America's Best warranty, the 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. And you can always check us out on the web at russellbarnett.com. But what an amazing thing that y'all are doing again. I always want to talk cars, but, man, when you follow stuff like Second Harvest Food Bank, it's very difficult to talk cars, because it's an incredible thing. But I appreciate y'all taking time to talk to me tonight. But remember how blessed we are each and every day. And I just thank you for being a blessing to the Rutherford County and the Murfreesboro area.
Well, Keith, thanks so much. And you tell Russell we said hello. Like I say it all the time, there's no more loyal people to Middle Tennessee basketball than the Russell Barnett family. And I bought a car from their store, and I'm telling you one thing, it's an unbelievable product. They're seldom great. So everybody get down there and purchase a car, and they're great value, great buys.
Keith, we're going to talk about puppies before you come on next week. How about that?
All righty. So, thanks, man.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
All right, Keith Barnett, then he's talking about the Kia Stinger, which is the brand-new sports car offered by Kia, and you can see that Kia in Tullahoma. We'll take a timeout. Coach Davis is here. We're going to get a lot of things on our plate tonight we want to talk about, and we'll get to it right after this on the Blue Raider Network Field.
Where I come from, a neighbor is more than just the person who lives next door.
Honesty isn't just the best policy, it's the only policy.
At Ascend Federal Credit Union, we know where you're coming from because we come from there too. We were born and raised in Middle Tennessee, and everything we do, from the products we offer to the advice we give, is designed to improve the lives of those who live here. Ascend Federal Credit Union. Banking without the bank. Ascend is federally insured by the NCUA.
Put Lee Company on your team and you'll always be ahead of the game with home maintenance, improvements, and repair. Sign up for a Lee Company home maintenance plan to have your heating and air conditioning system tuned up twice a year. In addition, you'll receive a comprehensive electrical and plumbing home inspection, plus member-only discounts and priority service, all for as low as $8.25 a month. For the very best electrical, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing services, call Lee Company at 615-867-1000 or visit LeeCompany.com.
The MTSU National Alumni Association is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. Are you one of the 120,000 living alumni worldwide? Are you connected to the MTSU National Alumni Association? If not, you're missing out on what's happening around campus and in your area. Visit mtalumni.com to update your email address and learn about all the exciting events and programs offered this year just for our valued alumni. And we always love to see our alumni back on campus. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor,
hey, man,
the people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door, but as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
America, the home of fun-seeking adventurers.
America, it's fun as it can be.
And they all like draw games.
America, it's a game for you and me.
But wait till they get a load of Lotto America.
Lotto America.
With tickets just a dollar, drawings twice a week, and jackpots starting at $2 million. It's Lotto America from the Tennessee Lottery.
City and county schools closed Tuesday. More at WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back in with more than 60 stores and restaurants where we are right now. Stones River Mall, Murfreesboro shopping destination. Shop your favorite looks at Binks Outfitters, Finish Line, and Hibbett Sports. Then enjoy a great meal at Sam's Sports Grill. Follow Stones River Mall on Instagram and Facebook for event and sale information. And, Coach, I did my public school math, I did some of that, did some ciphering during the break. And just if you guys, over the last two home games, averaged 13 makes, free throw makes per game, that's 100 meals per make. That's 1,300 per game. And just on average, if you take it on out to nine conference home games, if you average 13 makes per game, that's 11,700 meals that Old South will provide by your guys' skill at the free throw line.
Well, I mean, that is great. And I don't want to tell our guys. That may put too much pressure on them. And, that's a great idea, Chip. And I heard it was you were kind of behind a lot of that. And like I said, you know, there's a lot of great philanthropy in our city. There's none better than John. I mean, John Floyd, he gives back to our community so much. And what a great team. And we're just glad that we're part of it.
Absolutely, absolutely. One of the things that's really fun about this show is we kind of go off the beaten path a little bit, as you well know and have already seen. And we talk about things that are going on. Today was a big day in Nashville and around the NFL because of the really sudden departure of Mike Mularkey and how the organization handled it. But this kind of goes back a couple of weeks. You know, you had before the Kansas City game, you know, he let it be known he didn't feel he had been supported enough or whatever. Well, there was a statement made, and then they get beat in New England. He makes the statement that thought there would be no changes in the coaching staff, and all of a sudden things kind of came unraveled. It's amazing to watch the dynamic of a coaching situation that kind of goes sour. I mean, we saw it in Knoxville, but today was a really kind of crazy example of how fast something can go off the tracks.
You know, and if you're part of coaching and you have to be in the middle of it to be able to even give a good speculation, there's people that follow it, but you have to be in that organization every single day in the conversations that I'm sure Mike Mularkey and John Robinson went through. But to think about that, you know, what he did is he went through a playoff win and all of a sudden the owner kind of said that his job was secure. And then to come home today and Betty said they fired Mike Mularkey. I said, really? I said, why? I said, we thought that he wouldn't make a change in his coaching staff. Well, there's twofold to that. And Coach Mularkey, I just know him from afar, and I really respect him, and I enjoyed what he did with the Titans.
And his players seemed to really like playing for him.
No question about that.
Yeah.
So there's a couple things to it. Are you loyal to the two or three guys that maybe the organization wants you to fire, but are you loyal to the other guys that have worked so hard and that want to stay with the organization, but when you say you're not going to make a change, if that's the reason, Chip,
right,
if that's the reason, it's all speculated, is it fair to the other guys that have worked so hard that could have job security? So it really is. It's a tough thing, especially when you've won. And I'm sure the NFL will, the other coaches, be interested to see Belichick's and everybody's kind of thing on that. Even John Robinson is a, you know, is a patriot. And have they already targeted a guy? So it really is. It's interesting dynamics. You hate it because the Titans run an uptick, and I enjoy following them, and was hoping, I think they still will have a great year next year. But just you don't really know the exact conversations that have gone on between management and the head coach over the last 6 or 8 weeks.
Yeah, and I mean, that could have been well down the tracks before we ever even got to the playoffs. Well, people never know. They think they know, but they don't know.
They don't know. You don't know, because I've been right in the middle of both sides. And you just really don't know until you're right in the middle of it, of dynamics of players, dynamics of coaches, dynamics of assistant coaches, and what takes place. So there's a lot of speculation that people on the inside think they know, and maybe somebody really does. But like I said, it's you hate it for the staff. Mike Mularkey's fine. He's going to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
He's going to make a lot of money in his parting gift, you know. Mm-hmm. But you hate it for the staff that those guys and families are rewarded for a year that is very good. If somebody would have said, okay, before the year, will you take the Tennessee Titans winning a playoff game? Is that good? About 95%, which I think that would be great for us since we hadn't made had a playoff in a long time. And then for the whole staff to lose their job, it's just not really right.
Yeah, and so we'll see how it all plays out. But it was an interesting day, of course, around the mid-state. Speaking of football, as we kind of continue our football segment here, you grew up a New Orleans Saints fan. You were an Archie Manning guy, but yesterday may have been the stake through the heart with the play that ended with Minnesota making the catch. I mean, have you ever seen anything quite like that?
I don't think I've ever seen such shock on the winning team.
Yeah.
There was shock on the losing team. I think there was more shock on the winning team than it was on the losing team. They thought they had no chance because everybody was playing that sideline coverage, which I know nothing about, and all you do is tackle the guy, and the rookie goes kind of underneath, and you could see the guy looks up, and all of a sudden he says, I got clear daylight. And, you know, when I was growing up in Mississippi, that's the only game you got. You got the Saints. And Archie Manning was an Ole Miss guy, but still he's a Mississippi guy from Drew, Mississippi. So we all wanted Archie to do well. And for those Saints, and I'm telling you, all those Baton Rouge people that I knew when I was coaching LSU, they are heartbroken because there's no city that follows their team more from top to bottom than the Saints right there.
That's true. And that you know, you feel bad for the guy. I mean, he tried to make a play, whiffed on it, and then took his own guy out.
But it shows about sports. You never know. That's why everybody just watches. Doesn't matter if it's football, basketball, or Winter Olympics that are coming up, the upsets and the things that happen down the stretch. But think about it now, Minnesota can win one more game and play in their home stadium for the Super Bowl.
Which has never happened.
That's unbelievable.
And the other thing, we weren't here last week on Monday because we always take that Monday night of the national championship game off. Speaking of great finishes, boy, put a freshman in there. Could you have pulled the trigger on that?
Well, you know, again, you just have to watch the guy play. And you knew his talent level was so high. The thing that
people were shocked, but Nick Saban and his staff see him every day at practice.
Yeah. I just thought what he told, the quarterback
Jalen
that he
Hurts.
Took out. I just thought what he told him at halftime, and we wouldn't be there without you and blah, blah, blah. But one thing that resonated with me so much, and I'm a big Nick Saban fan when I was at LSU and I watched him, and I just thought he was, and I read all of his stuff, is that they asked him about, you've played 18 true freshmen. I mean, there's 22 in the back, in the backfield. We hadn't seen 22 in those SEC games. You saw 34-9.
Yeah.
You know, and all of a sudden, six catches the ball. You never saw six, really, when it mattered in the SEC games. But they asked him, said, what's the key? They said, competition. Competition every day. And so you can better believe that over that three-week period of bowl preparation, those freshmen played with their hair on fire, and maybe some other guys are getting ready for the draft, maybe not, but I'm just telling you, all of a sudden, there was new guys in the forefront based on practice. And we're not Nick Saban in Alabama, but that's been our philosophy forever and ever, that you've got to reward guys week to week based on practice to keep things interesting and give guys who are not playing hope.
Yep.
And so that's exactly what they did. And all of a sudden, these new numbers started coming up on the screen, and they win a national championship.
They sure did, for sure. Always fun to kind of get coaches' input on that. Tonight's show brought to you in part by the Avenue Murfreesboro, with over 95 stores and restaurants, including BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse, Lizard Thicket, Forever 21, and more. We'll take a timeout and get your questions for the coach right after this on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
Why are people coming from over 40 different states to buy from Wilson County Hyundai?
Because Wilson County offers the most competitive prices in the whole country.
And what's the secret behind Wilson County Hyundai's success?
Better cars, better service, because you deserve better.
Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage with America's best 100,000-mile warranty.
100,000 miles? Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage in Lebanon.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance takes great pride in treating Middle Tennessee State University athletes, experts in bones, joints, and muscles, and with more than 50 specialists in 17 locations. TOA has a playbook to get you back in the game. To request an appointment, visit us at TOA.com or give us a call at 855-NEED-TOA. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, or TOA, the official team doctors for Blue Raider Athletics.
This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. When you do your banking at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, we take pride in knowing you, knowing your name, and we strive to provide you with the greatest customer service experience. We know your name. We offer you a cup of hot coffee and a warm cookie. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. At First National Bank of Murfreesboro, we know our customer. Member FDIC.
The Learfield Directors' Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student-athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook. Find us at USA Today online and on Twitter at LDirectorsCup.com. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Directors' Cup.
Whatever you need in electronics and appliances, Electronic Express can make it happen. Electronics, computers, home or car audio, appliances, and mattresses. Choose from the best brands like Sony, Samsung, LG, Bose, Apple, JBL, Fitbit, and so much more. Electronic Express is Tennessee family-owned and operated since 1983. Shop online and use coupon code BLUERAIDERS to receive a discount off your first purchase. Electronic Express is proud to partner with MTSU Blue Raider Basketball. Shop at electronicexpress.com or one of our convenience stores. Electronic Express, we make it happen.
State Farm agents get what's important to you, especially on game day.
CP3! Ready to watch some hoops?
Did you bring
the red water bottles? Right here.
And my
rabbit's foot keychain. Chris, I'm your State Farm agent. I help protect the things that really matter to you. I'm not a good luck charm.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Okay. But I think I was sitting in the comfy seat last time.
What?
Get an agent that gets you. State Farm. Here to help life go right.
City and county schools close Tuesday. More at WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back into Kermit Davis Live, presented by Russell Barnett Kia. A reminder that our guests come to us by way of the Custom Communications Hotline, AT&T's local authorized retailer and communications provider for Blue Raider Athletics. Time now for our questions from the audience, and we're going to lead it off with Bob Verbal, who Bob has long been known as your free throw shooting coach, and he can really help in this promotion with Second Harvest Food Bank by really coaching your guys up. He wants to know if you can give an update on the recruiting class that you have signed.
You know, Wynn Case and Ronnie Hamilton are both out today and at Martin Luther King events in Mississippi and Atlanta. You know, I think that we signed three kids early in Georgia. Ty Fagan, who plays for Upson Lee, they're now on a 50-game winning streak.
50?
Yep, 50-game.
And he had like 46 the other night?
He's unbelievable.
Like
I mean, he really is. He's a point guard combo, 6'3", 6'4", athletic, dunks balls.
Who does he remind
great leader.
You of?
He reminds me of those really good Louisiana Tech guards that are just athletic and active. And we don't really have anybody that's been like him. I just think he's going to have a chance for great playing time as a freshman. I think their team won the state tournament. K.J. Buffin, 6'7", about 215 from Gainesville. I think their team is definitely favored to win state championship Georgia in another class, can really shoot it. Carlos Correa, I'm going down next Tuesday night to watch him. Our 6'11", 245-pound center is having an unbelievable year and just almost averaging a triple-doubles. He's a guy that's 6'11", they go out and make a three. And you know, so those guys are doing good. And then, you know, we've redshirted T.J. Massenburg.
Yep.
And now T.J. is about 6'8", 225, and he needed a redshirt year. I think he's going to be a really good player here, and he's starting to learn concepts of basketball. And a great kid, wants to be coached. He's getting a lot stronger. So, you know, you kind of put him in that recruiting class, and we're probably going to go out and get in the market for a fifth-year grad guy. Or a fifth-year player.
That's turned out well for you so far.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, we need another Nick King or someone like that to kind of fill out this spring recruiting.
All right, Hannah Witherspoon wanted to know how Nick King's leg is.
Yeah, it's a great question, Hannah. You know, scared us all a little bit. You know, his toughness. He came back and played for about 12 or 15 minutes. He wasn't exactly the same, but he did, and he had X-rays. He had X-rays at halftime, which is negative. He went back today to TOA, and his X-rays were negative, and he didn't practice today. He'll probably hold him out tomorrow, but we do expect Nick to play on Thursday. I don't know if he'll be exactly 100%, but he's made great, great progress, and it was a sprained ankle chip, you know, and because, you know, like everybody in college basketball, you're an X-ray away from your team changing.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of teams that have changed. So it was good news for Nick today. He was happy, but I was really proud of Nick's toughness to come back in that game in the second half.
And you're going to need all hands on deck this week.
We better believe it.
Yep. Don Witherspoon wanted you to comment on the depth of your basketball team, and are you happy with the quality of depth that you have right now?
That's the thing, Don. That's another good question, is the quality of depth. I like our guys off the bench, but I don't think that we have played off the bench besides David Simmons. Now, David started the other night. I just think he's earned a starting role. We're not playing what I think we can play. I think James Hawthorne is coming, but I think he can be a better player. We're bringing Ed Simpson off the bench, which he's played starter minutes, you know, his whole career. Carl Gamble has had good moments. not as good the last couple of weeks. And we need Carl to play like a starter. Carl needs to really, really play for us down the stretch. Antoine Johnson, you know, which has fought some injuries and illnesses. You know, Antoine has been fine. He's had some moments. We all know Antoine Johnson. We need him to play like an all-conference player. So I think we do have good depth. I think our depth needs to be better, and we're working on it every day.
Our man T-Bone here asked very similar questions, so I just want to make sure, give him credit that he asked those as well. We'll take a timeout, five random questions for the coach, and a look ahead to the week coming up as you listen to Kermit Davis Live on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
Hey, sports fans. Whether you're packing up for the tailgate, headed into the stadium, or yelling at the TV with your friends, Bud Light has got you covered. Because win or lose, game day is about more than just the game. It's about having a great time with the people who matter most. So before the next opening tip-off, be sure to pick up the beer you can count on to share with the friends you can count on. Bud Light, famous among friends. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. When you do your banking at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, we take pride in knowing you, knowing your name, and we strive to provide you with the greatest customer service experience. We know your name. We offer you a cup of hot coffee and a warm cookie. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. At First National Bank of Murfreesboro, we know our customer. Member FDIC.
Make a fast break for Bunny Bread, proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. With its soft, fresh taste you know and love, Bunny Bread and Bunny Buns are fan favorites for all ages. Bunny is the perfect three-pointer with the taste you want, the nutrition you need, and energy to go. So score big with Bunny Bread and Bunny Buns today and cheer the Blue Raiders on to victory.
That's what I said, Bunny Bread.
Hi, I'm Blue Raider basketball coach Kermit Davis. The Russell Barnett Automotive family has been a supporter of Blue Raider Athletics for over 35 years. Come see the Russell Barnett Advantage. With five locations in Tullahoma and Winchester, over 1,000 new and used vehicles, a first-class certified collision center, a full rental fleet, they have you covered. Check them out online at russellbarnett.com. Why buy anywhere else? The Russell Barnett Automotive family is a name you have trusted over 35 years. Russell Barnett Automotive, proud to be true blue.
City and county schools close Tuesday. More at WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back in to Kermit Davis Live, and I want to thank Danny Fair and the folks at Precision Wood and the Borough Gift Shop on Facebook for providing our stage. Time now for five random questions, and this is always fun, and kind of never know what direction we're coming from. Number one, I'll start out. We've already asked you about the play with the Vikings and Saints, so really we only have four random questions left because we've already talked about that. You've had many honors in your career, but has anything topped being named Member of the Month at Stones River Country Club?
Let me tell you how you get to be Member of the Month. You have your daughter get married in a very expensive wedding, and you spend a lot of money out there, and that's how you get Member of the Month. So they owe that to Betty. Shouldn't have been Kermit and Betty. Should have been Betty Davis.
Gotcha.
Was Member of the Month.
Well, I had some help. Somebody else had been scouting and said that would be a good question to ask.
Have
you
a big wedding, you get Member of the Month.
That's right. Number two, what's your favorite piece of clothing that you own?
My favorite piece, probably the shorts that I sleep in. I've got this same shorts that I've slept in for a long, you know, one of those things that you can't get rid of right there, those gray shorts. And those are one thing. I can lose an expensive suit, but I can't lose those sleeping shorts.
Yeah, I thought you were going to go tie or sport coat. I did not see that coming. So what habit that other people have that drives you crazy?
Habit that other people have that drives me crazy. God, Chip, that's a good one. I don't know. I'm kind of stumped. I'm
being on time is one.
Well, that was. How do we know? I guess that's a habit that we just kind of take for granted, and we have had a couple of those this year. But I don't know of some habits. Maybe Carrie could help me out that after the show.
Yeah. And our fourth one tonight. Growing up in Tupelo, Mississippi, I would guess that you did not have much snow. But did you ever, was there, because we've got snow in the forecast for tonight, what was the best snow memory you have as a kid?
snow memory as a kid. In Starkville, we didn't have many. We didn't have many. But I remember there was a couple Christmases that we did get to make a snowman. We lived on this little hill, in this little bitty house, and plantation homes that we had. But, you know, the snow memory is when I was an adult and when you go to Idaho.
When you live
in Idaho and Utah for 7 years, then you got a ton of snow memories. And probably the best one was when Allie and Claire were very small in Logan, Utah. And we went on this, I mean, this really like Santa sleigh ride throughout this whole farm of elks out in Utah.
So it was like the reindeer were really,
really
there.
It really was. I mean, Ben and I went, and it was cool. Larry Stacy and his family went. And it really was like, if you ever felt like you were definitely in Christmas, that was the white Christmas out there in Logan, Utah.
Wow, that's a pretty good one. I'm not sure we'll have enough snow tomorrow to do that, but pretty good deal. Well, Raiders hit the road to Marshall on Thursday night and Western Kentucky on Saturday night. Saw a stat from about John Elmore that in his year when he transferred from VMI to Marshall, he played intramural ball. He had a game where he scored 101, and I would not doubt that at all.
I tell you what, he's been a fantastic player to play against. I think he has a chance to play in the NBA. I equate him to, if he was a foreign guard from another country, his value would probably be up.
You're probably
Since
right.
He's an American guard, and he's a little bit older, maybe not. But he can assist it. He can handle the ball. He makes their team go. He's a fun guy to coach against. We've had great games against him, and you know they're going to have a blackout. I think the Marshall game is already sold out. The Western Kentucky game will be sold out. So what a fun week to go up there and compete against really good players.
Yeah, and Western, they have really been coming on lately, and have and they've got new players on their roster. Coach Stansberry's got them going.
Yeah, they've got a very talented team. You know, the other day in the Jerry Palm bracketology, which is early, he had Western and Middle Tennessee both in the tournament. And
that's a good sign.
That's a great sign. And so right now our RPI is around 30. Western's about 37 or 38. So it's going to be a great RPI game. Not to look ahead, but it'll be a national game everybody will pay attention to. You know, obviously we've won 7 straight road games this year, 10 in a row. And so for us to go to Marshall, and probably maybe our best half of basketball was at Marshall last year. So it's going to be a fun trip. We're going to get a great game out of Marshall. We look forward to it. We've just got to have a great practice week.
Yep, you do. And, again, the Marshall game on Thursday night, Western Kentucky on Saturday at 6 o'clock. And with the women playing at 1 in the afternoon, it's going to give our fans a chance to see both games on Saturday.
It's good. I would love to see a lot of blue and diddle. You've got to get your tickets early. There's not going to be many left. So maybe go online, get some tickets, and pull for the Raiders and diddle on Saturday night.
All right. Appreciate the time, Coach. And everybody be safe out there,
okay? Thank you, Chief.
All right, Coach Kermit Davis joining us tonight. Thank all of you for being here on another big crowd here at Sam's Sports Grill. We'll be on the air Thursday night from Huntington, West Virginia. Until we talk to you again, Chip Walter saying thanks for being with us and good night for the Blue Raider Network and Learfield.
On the Blue Raider Network, live from Sam's Sports Grill at Stones River Mall, this has been Kermit Davis Live, presented by Russell Barnett Automotive Family. Why buy anywhere else? Also brought to you in part by the Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union for Blue Raider Athletics, Lewis Bakeries, bakers of Bunny, Sunbeam, and Healthy Life Breads, St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, providing health care close to home. And by Anheuser-Busch and their family of products. Be responsible and know when to say when. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Blue Raider Network.